Welcome back to Insurance Talk Texas. I'm here with my co-host, and we're diving into something that's giving Texas parents serious sticker shock, adding teen drivers to your insurance policy. If you just got that quote from your agent about your 16-year-old, buckle up, because we're going to break down everything you need to know.
Oh, wow, yes. And here's the reality check. The average Texas family sees their insurance premiums jump by over $2,100 per year when they add a teen driver. That's not a typo, y'all. We're talking about an extra $175 per month minimum. And for some families, it can hit nearly $5,000 annually.
That's exactly right. And here's what Texas families need to understand. This isn't some arbitrary penalty. Teen drivers between 16 and 19 cause twice as many accidents as the national average. The statistics are pretty sobering, but there's good news too. Texas has one of the most successful teen driver programs in the country. Our graduated driver license program has reduced teen fatality crashes by over 30% in the last decade.
That's incredible. So we're doing something right here in Texas, but families are still dealing with these massive premium increases. Where should parents even start with this?
This is where working with experienced Texas insurance professionals makes all the difference. The team at Schell Insurance, that's S-C-H-E-L-L, insurance.com, specializes in helping Texas families navigate exactly this situation. You can reach them at 972-423-4546. They understand the Texas market inside and out.
That's such a crucial point, because here's what's happening. Some families are tempted to exclude their teen from their policy to avoid the premium increase. This is honestly one of the most financially dangerous mistakes you can make.
Absolutely. If your excluded teen gets behind the wheel and causes an accident, you could be looking at hundreds of thousands in personal liability. It's like playing financial roulette. And here's something that surprised me. In Texas, you're not legally required to add a teen with just a learner's permit. But if you don't tell your insurance company about that student driver and they get in an accident, your entire policy could be voided.
Wait, so even though it's not required, you could lose everything if something happens and you didn't disclose it?
Exactly. The Texas Department of Insurance specifically recommends letting your insurer know as soon as your teen starts learning to drive. It's one of those situations where being proactive protects you from devastating consequences later.
Okay, so when does insurance actually become mandatory for teen drivers in Texas?
Great question. Once your teen gets their provisional license, that's the next step after the learner's permit and our Texas GDL program, they legally must be insured. Texas requires the same minimum coverage for teens as adults, 30, 60, 25 liability coverage. That's $30,000 per person for bodily injury, $60,000 total per accident, and $25,000 for property damage. But most insurance experts are saying those minimums might not be enough for teen drivers specifically, right?
You're absolutely right. Given that teens have such higher accident rates, many professionals recommend higher liability limits. Think about it. If your teen causes a multi-car accident or hits someone driving an expensive vehicle, those minimum limits could be exhausted pretty quickly.
That's terrifying. So what are some legitimate strategies Texas families can use to manage these costs? This is where I always send families to talk with Schell Insurance at 972-423-4546, because they know all the strategies. But first, it's almost always cheaper to add your teen to your existing family policy rather than buying them separate coverage. We're talking about saving roughly 50% by keeping them on your plan.
That's huge. What about discounts?
Good student discounts are massive, up to 25% off premiums if your teen maintains good grades. And that driver's education course your teen's complaining about, that can save you hundreds per year in insurance costs. Many companies also offer discounts for safe driving programs that monitor your teen's habits through an app.
What about vehicle choice? Does that impact costs?
Oh, this is critical. The type of car your teen drives dramatically impacts premiums. Avoid high-performance vehicles or sports cars. Instead, look for vehicles with good safety ratings, maybe something a few years old. Modern safety features like backup cameras and automatic emergency braking can also get you discounts.
Let's talk about the Texas GDL program. How does this affect insurance?
Texas has a two-phase system, First is the learner's permit at 15, where they can only drive with a licensed adult 21 or older. Then at 16, they can get a provisional license with restrictions. No driving between midnight and 5 a.m., no more than one non-family passenger under 21, and absolutely no cell phone use, not even hands-free.
And these restrictions help with insurance costs?
They absolutely do. The whole GDL, Graduated Driver License Program, is designed to reduce teen accident rates by giving them experience in lower-risk situations first. Insurance companies recognize this and often offer better rates in states with strong GDL programs, like Texas. But violations can result in fines, license suspension, and higher premiums. So following the rules is crucial for keeping costs manageable. The whole GDL basically proves that your teen is learning to drive responsibly, which insurance companies love to see.
What about teens going to college? How does that work?
Great opportunity for savings. If your teen goes to college without a car, many companies offer a discount. You keep them on your policy for when they're home, but get a premium break. If they take a car to an out-of-state school, you typically don't need to change your Texas policy unless you register the vehicle in that state.
This is all really helpful, but I know some families are going to be struggling with these cost increases. What options do they have?
This is exactly why working with experienced agents like the team at ShellInsurance.com is so valuable. They understand these challenges and will shop multiple companies to find the best rates. They know every discount opportunity and can help families find legitimate ways to manage these costs without sacrificing protection.
And these high rates aren't permanent, right?
That's right. As teens get older and gain experience, rates come down significantly. For young men especially, rates typically level off around age 25. Maintaining a clean driving record during these early years is crucial for getting better rates later.
What's the most important takeaway for Texas parents dealing with this?
Don't try to handle this alone, and never cut corners with inadequate coverage. The financial risks are too high. Work with professionals who understand the Texas market, like Shell Insurance at 972-423-4546. Explore all discount options and make sure your coverage protects your family's assets.
And before we wrap up, let's recap the key requirements. Once your teen has a provisional license in Texas, they must have at least 30-60-25 liability coverage. And even though learner's permit drivers aren't legally required to be on your policy, notify your insurance company to avoid claim denials.
The bottom line, yes, adding a teen driver is expensive and will impact your budget, but there are legitimate strategies to manage costs, and working with the right insurance professionals makes all the difference. Don't let sticker shock scare you away from proper coverage.
Thanks for joining us on Insurance Talk Texas. For teen driver insurance questions, contact ShellInsurance.com, that's ShellInsurance.com, or call 972-423-4546 for personalized guidance.
We'll catch you next time with more insurance insights for Texas families. Drive safely out there.